Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. It's 3:39. Bill Snyder has been right next to Tom Skilling for 25 years. And Bill, is this considered the perfect day? There you are, Bill.
Oh, good. There we are.
Is it the perfect day? Because I consider this to be the perfect day.
I was just going to say the same thing, Lisa. You know, I think days like today make suffering through 3 months of cloudy, cold, windy, wintry weather worthwhile, don't they, when you get a day like this? I mean, it really is about as perfect of a summer day as it gets around here, really.
We love to cover weather. It is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. So Bill Snyder is with WGN-TV, and it is perfect, but there is a storm brewing in the Caribbean, and usually it's like that's not a big deal, except this is summer, and people are traveling, and they want to know if they're going to be hitting what could be a hurricane.
Yeah, you know, Lisa, this, you know, the hurricane season, or tropical season, I should say, begins around June 1st, and typically it peaks in September. So we're just getting started as far as that goes. But there is a disturbance in the southern Windward Islands right now that looks like it's going to be christened as Tropical Storm Bonnie, which would be our second named storm of the season here in the next 24 hours or so. So there is a tropical storm watch, and interests would include the Windward Islands. And that system is expected to develop here in the next, like I said, in the next 24 to 48 hours. So if you're anywhere along those regions and planning any trips, I would certainly, check before you head down there, because it looks like this system is going to, produce. It has a 70% chance of becoming a tropical storm in the next 48 hours. And it doesn't look like it'll become a hurricane, but all it takes is a tropical storm, and you're dealing with heavy rainfall and gusty winds and high surf along those areas. So it does look like it is going to strengthen a little bit. Right now, it currently is producing wind speeds of 40 miles per hour. So it's definitely something to watch in the next 36 to 48 hours. Now, this, again, is not going to have any impact on the Gulf Coast of the lower 48 or sections of Florida. So if there's any good news, if you're traveling in those areas, this is not going to affect those regions.
You know, one of the travel tips, because I was looking up travel tips, because travel has been so chaotic with so many flights being canceled. And
right.
Among them was to always keep your eye on the weather, and then, of course, stay in touch with your airline, because you get all excited. Everybody's packed. You're ready to go. You're on your way to O'Hare. And then all of a sudden you're like, what?
Right.
What? It's been canceled or it's been delayed.
Yeah.
So
it certainly has been a challenge, hasn't it? I mean, for various reasons. And so hopefully if folks that are looking to get away will have more luck than some have had. You know, it's crazy.
Okay, so Bill, I came across another new weather term this week, because you know every week I learn a new weather term.
Right, we had the flash drought last week we were talking about.
Yeah,
right.
So what is a heat dome? Because that's what I was reading about this week.
Well, you know what, Lisa, a heat dome, it occurs, it's basically a persistent ridge of high pressure which traps heat over one area, and that heat dome, it kind of fans out, so to speak. So just look at it is a high pressure, and then it sinks, compresses, and warms, and it'll stretch out, so it can cover not just one area, but it can cover multiple states, and it typically can sit there for multiple days. So a heat dome, it can leave people, crops, and animals below to suffer through stagnant hot air that technically it'll feel like an oven. And usually what happens when you're in the midst of this hot dome is any chances of rain are next to nil, because the air, again, is just, it's so warm aloft that when you get a temperature that it gets that warm up in the clouds, it's just too warm to produce cloud cover, and therefore any precipitation, which would in turn, you know, technically cool you off. And that's what we look for here in similar situations when we get hot in the summertime. If you get a thunderstorm is, you know, nature's air conditioner, and it mixes down cooler air. And so when you get typically under a hot dome, that is not the case. And I think we're going to start to see that next week over parts of the country. It looks like a pretty expansive hot dome is developing, and so that'll be something to watch, and not good news considering there are areas that are, experiencing drought conditions, and that's not good for our crops.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my husband's crops and the crops around his crops,
yeah,
they said grew 6 inches in 7 days.
Wow.
You can literally watch the corn grow.
Yeah.
It's growing at the rate of almost an inch a day. It is absolutely stunning to drive by and to see that happening.
Yeah. Well, they always say, right, the knee-high corn, but knee-high by the 4th of July. So,
well, down there in Adams County, it should be shoulder-high by the 4th
wow.
of July.
Yes. Wow, that's amazing. that's good news, though, because we love our corn, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
It's used for so much. Bill Snyder is with us from WGN-TV. I'm going to ask him about the big engagement, see what he knows about that. It is Lightning Safety Day, and they are going to reallocate some lifeguards from the beaches to open the pools by July 5th. So we'll get that 4th of July weekend forecast. That's all coming up. But first, a check on the current weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
I don't know anyone who doesn't love Robin Baumgarten, from her time being on the radio to being a big morning TV show star. And over the weekend, she posted on social media that she is now engaged. Mr. X is now Mr. Fiancé, but she still has a smiley face over his face on all social media posts. We don't know what this guy looks like, but this is how they talked about it on the morning show.
There are a lot of details that viewers want to know, like did he propose with fireworks, or was it balloons, or did he use a magician?
Yeah, was
none
it
of those
a,
things,
a little
Barry.
Rabbit out of his sleeve,
no.
wearing a ring?
At lunchtime?
was there a lot of whimsy?
No, like it was just very sweet and simple at home, and it was just very lovely. Just
well,
really private and lovely.
Here's the other one, just real quickly.
They try and keep it private. She wants to keep it private. But, Bill, that's near impossible because she's right. So loved and everybody wants to know everything, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah, that would be like, comparable to Tom Skilling, everybody would want to know who this person is, who is the one who caught their fancy. So, it's interesting. And, I'll tell you something, Lisa, it's a blur, but I did briefly meet him, actually. He was with Robin at Dan Rohn's retirement party a couple of weeks ago. So he does exist. There is a face behind the smiley face, and he seemed very nice. And I just briefly shook his hand and said hello. And it was quite a crowd of people, as you can imagine.
Oh, I bet.
Celebrating Dan Rohn's tremendous career, but so it was. It was great, and it sounds I'm happy for Robin. It sounds like she's happy, which is the most important thing,
Oh, that was what was so funny this morning, is that they're giving her a hard time. Wait a second, if you're happy, then we have to be happy. And Larry Potash is like, we don't want to be happy. It's going to kill the ratings of the show. They're
right.
just so funny,
yeah.
And they're good people. Bill Snyder
right.
is with WGN-TV 25 years or more than that. How long have you been there?
25 years.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more than 25 now, I guess, because you got to go back to January. So we're now pushing 25 and a half years. It's hard to believe, Lisa. It's just amazing how the time flies when you're having fun here at old 2501 Bradley Place.
Exactly. So today is Lightning Safety Day. Boy, I think people don't really take that as seriously as they should.
Yeah, no, it's an important weather hazard, just as important as flooding or heat or extreme cold in the winter. Lightning is a big deal, and especially when you've got at a time of the year when people are outside doing things, whether they're out exercising or golfing or barbecuing or out on the lake. It's I just think that we've gotten so much more sophisticated with our technology, which really helps, especially on these ball fields, Lisa. Where you're playing soccer or baseball, that at least out by my area in the suburbs, they have now these lightning detection systems, and they really make a difference because they can detect lightning within, I think it's a 10-mile radius, and when those things go off, it's everybody off the field.
Hmm.
And they don't take a chance. And so they wait, after the alarm activates, they wait typically at least 15 to 30 minutes after that checks to make sure that the coast is clear. So I think it's prudent that that we, you know, err on the side of caution for safety, especially for our young people out there. And it's not just them; it goes for adults too. That it might be out on the golf course or you know, out on the lake. And I mean, we're able to now. You know, the weather has gotten so much better with being able with these weather apps to detect when there might be a thunderstorm moving in and where you need to go just to take shelter.
Absolutely, but people still ignore it. I just got to get this last hit in, or I just got to get the steaks off the grill, or
whatever it might be. So I think we are, you know, even though we still do tend to see accidents every now and then, I think that we've gotten a lot better at it. And I think people are, like you said, not everybody heeds the advice, but I think that it's less. Less extreme than it was several years ago, which is great.
Chicago Park District is going to open 37 indoor and outdoor pools by July 5th, which is Tuesday. Yeah. That's going to limit some access at the beaches because they're kind of moving lifeguards around because there's a lifeguard shortage. But what are we looking at this weekend?
Well, it's hard to believe we're going to close the books on June Thursday. It's been kind of the tale of 2 months. We started out with, you know, kind of cloudy, and you know, Frank Wachowski, who archives our sunshine, he's our jewel, crown jewel here. The last 2 weeks, we've had 86% of our possible sun, so it's been a remarkably sunny, warm stretch. And as we head into the weekend, it looks like you know, the summery weather is going to continue, and that extends into next week. We do run a day-to-day chance, you know, of the typical pop-up shower or thunderstorm in the warmer hours of the day. So I can't just necessarily rule out a thunderstorm, but most of the hours will be dry. So we're looking at, after we get back into the 90s on Thursday, Thursday will be a hot day. We'll be back in the mid-90s. We'll close June out, and then we'll see chances of thunderstorms on Friday, and then at times over the weekend and through the holiday weekend. But again, there will be more dry hours than there will be wet hours. So if you know, everyone's going to be wanting to be outside, so you just have to kind of keep the umbrella handy and keep your weather app handy in case something does pop up. But we're looking at predominantly temperatures in the 80s through the holiday weekend, and then I think we're going to heat back up again next week. We'll be headed back towards the 90s again. So it's summer in the city, that's for sure.
And is it just me, or has it been extremely warm so far this summer?
You know, it's been warm. It's interesting, Lisa. I looked at our 80 degree days, and would you believe today is our 27th day this year of 80 degrees or higher? By this time last year, we had 31 days. So we're actually running behind on 80s. However, the real hot days, and this is what you might be feeling, the hot days were running not only ahead of last year, but well ahead of normal. We've had 14 days of 90 degrees or higher at Midway Airport. Typically, by the end of June, we see 6 days. So that's more than twice normal. By this time last year, we had had 8 90-degree days. So we're running way ahead on the, you know, the truly hot days. And if, you know, if you extrapolate that pace that we're on right now, that could be, you know, we could be headed towards a 40 or more 90 degree day summer, which, you know, that puts us in rarefied territory. The all-time record for 90 degree days in Chicago, at least at Midway, is 48, set back in the heat and drought summer of 1988. So could we be headed towards that territory? It's certainly possible, considering we've got a lot of summer left to go.
And traditionally, do we see this many 100 degree days?
No,
Midway?
No, we don't. That's another thing that's rare. You know, we've had 300 degree days already at Midway, and you know, it had been 10 years on the south side, both at O'Hare and on the south side site, since we had hit 100 degrees. So the fact is we're kind of making up for lost ground, because to go 10 years without hitting 100 is pretty rare. Typically, while it doesn't happen every year, it's usually about a once every 2 years, once every 3 year occurrence. So the fact that we had gone 10 years without hitting 100 was rare in itself. And so I think that we, you know, we're kind of making up for a little bit of lost territory there. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'll go out on a limb and make a prediction that, you know, the 300 degree days we've seen at Midway, that isn't the last we're going to see of it. I would be surprised if we see another one or two as we move into July, because typically our hottest weather usually lags the solstice by about a month. So that back half of July, maybe the 14th, 15th of July through the end of July, is typically our hottest period of the year. So that's the time where we see the most 90 degree days, the most 100 degree days. And if you lump all the highs and low temperatures together, that's the period of our warmest warmest weather. So it's interesting that we've had some hot weather already so far. But we've not seen the last of it, that's for sure.
Thank you for joining us. Give Robin a hug and tell her we said congratulations.
I certainly will, and it's great to talk to you, Lisa, and you have a wonderful week and holiday weekend, and Tom will be back next week.
Steve has your news. He'll update you on everything happening next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.